Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba RE/MAX Metro Eastside.
And Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Yes, and we're still here with Andy Wappler, Vice President of Corporate Affairs at Puget Sound Energy, talking about Energize Eastside. And I just want to make sure if anybody who's listening wants to start looking online for some of this, we were just getting some of your digits, so to speak,
yep,
on the break. So, of course, if it's normal Puget Sound Energy business that you've got, PSE.com, which I'm sure a lot of people know. But there's actually, surprise, surprise, Energize Eastside is EnergizeEastside.com.
That was as clever as we could get with a URL.
Don't confuse them, right? You know?
Yeah.
Well, because I got to say, your Twitter handle is kind of funny because it's PSE Talk.
Yes.
And it took me a little while to find you guys.
Somebody,
on Twitter.
I literally think there's an archery company that's also called PSE, and they started first. Although I will tell you, I actually did PSE's first tweet in 2009. I'm very proud of
all
of
you.
Very good.
And social has been a great thing for us, especially during storms.
Yes.
Because, you know, you may not have your TV, but you got your smartphone.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you are out there and you want information, PSE Talk on Twitter or on Facebook. We try and go almost 24/7 on those platforms during storms.
Yep.
We also have a new outage app, which has a map, can give you some outage information. You can report
yes.
your app. You can put your outage.
Actually,
all that, so.
I saw people doing that in this last storm.
Yeah.
Because I was on Twitter, you know, I get all my tweets coming through on my little iPad and on my phone, and so I was seeing a bunch of different things flying around. And those things between utility companies and transit. Those in particular have done really, really well in social media because, you know, what we even find in real estate is 70% of even home searching is done on a mobile device. So tablets, smartphones, anything like that, that's just where everybody seems to be going. And there's people who don't even have computers now because they just use their phone. We're much more like Japan was probably 10 years ago, that where everyone was really on a mobile device. And now we're kind of finally that direction.
And it really works for us during storms because you may not have the TV or something
mm-hmm.
else, but you have
exactly.
your phone, you can charge it in the car, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And as you mentioned, the website, the EnergizeEastside.com website, I should mention you can also get from there, there's a separate website for the EIS, the Environmental Impact Statement. So just I'll talk for a minute about the public process
mm-hmm.
for all this.
Yeah.
We came out and we announced the project 2013. We then, in 2014, had this community advisory group. We had some environmental groups as part of it, business groups, civic. We had neighborhoods. We had big neighborhood events to get people to come out. Really important to give people a chance to learn about it and also mm-hmm. to weigh in. That's where we learned some things like bridle trails was more okay with taller if it meant fewer.
Mm-hmm.
Somerset, make them as short as you can. We got that feedback from customers. Still chance for people to have more feedback. The environmental impact statement, we love our process in Washington. We know
yes.
that.
I was going to say, this is really long.
It is really long, but it's a good thing. This last year, the first part of this EIS, Environmental Impact Statement, was about what are all the alternatives?
Mm-hmm.
If you did nothing, what happens? Well, unfortunately, that's the rolling blackout scenario.
Right.
What would happen? What are the impacts if you build and rebuild on that corridor? What are the impacts and potentials for maxing out on conservation or solar panels? What would mm-hmm. that be like? They considered a lot of different alternatives. They even considered what would it be like to build a new power plant someplace on the east side. That was this first part. And the comment period for that just wrapped up. But that means there's part two. And part two is, if you're going to build a power line, tell us what you think about the proposed routes and everything
mm-hmm.
else. And that process is just going to be getting underway here in April. The city, Bellevue, is the lead agency, but all five cities, Renton, Newcastle, Redmond, and Kirkland, are involved in this process.
You know, Newcastle's really just North Renton, right?
Is that what you call it there?
There you go. They don't like us
Ooh.
To say that.
Yeah, I've got some unhappy listeners right now.
But we want people to be involved in that. And if you go to our site, you can go to the EIS specific mm-hmm. website, and that's the government agencies running that. That's not
right.
us, but that's where you can learn about their public meetings, how to get in comments, how to do all that. It's important that people participate.
Right.
You know, that public voice is important. You know, we're not just building this somewhere. We're building it where we serve mm-hmm. customers.
Right.
And we're building it for those customers. So folks, you know, weigh in and be involved.
I give huge credit to your organization. I mean, as someone involved in the chamber, I've sat in at least three meetings where this has been something brought to a different portion of the chamber, whether it's someone did a presentation to our board or they did a presentation to our business development committee, to the Renton downtown. I mean, they have done tremendous outreach, which was one of the reasons why I thought, you know, we've got to get you. I want to help get that word out, because, you know, I've been on legislative tours where they were talking about transportation, but just driving around all around King County and looking at the growth that was projected and all the projects that were going on, particularly on the east side, it is just absolutely clear. If you get outside your own city borders, you see the absolute need for this, and it's not contained to one area.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all these cities really need to come together to make this happen, because we're all going to be impacted.
Well, and I think it's important for people to weigh in, and I'll do a little quick myth busting if I could for a minute.
Yeah, you know, please.
We have folks who are opposed to it. That's understandable. That's part of today. One of the things they say is that there's no need. And they say they've done a load study, meaning a forecast of need, that there won't be need. In fact, their studies say we should use the current line until 2058.
I guess
that means we should be planning a 100th birthday party for the line and not an upgrade. Well, we don't agree with that for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
They've also said this is about selling power to Canada. It's not. It's about right here.
Yeah.
They've also said, well, what you need to do is turn on more power plants in the region. Well, that's a little like saying there's no milk at the store, more cows on the farm.
Right.
Now, the problem here isn't the cows on the farm. The problem is the delivery to the store.
Mm-hmm.
This is truly a last mile problem.
Right.
There's plenty of electricity in the region. There's not enough of a pathway to get it to this super fast growing area from Renton all the way to Bellevue.
Well, and when you look at the firms that are moving here and expanding here from other areas, power is absolute need, you know, for what they're going to be trying to put into all these office towers and buildings that are the Spring District alone. You know, it's going to be bringing, what, 20,000 jobs to just that one little area. And
we estimate for the east side as a whole,
mm-hmm.
Residences will grow by a third in the next 20 years. This is actually the Puget Sound Regional Council, but residences by a third, employment by 70%.
Yeah.
And certainly, you know, we were talking about home values.
And people are moving here. I just read something the other day. 95% of tech jobs are being filled by people from out of area.
Yeah.
They're not even homegrown.
Which
so they're
great
moving here.
That people want to come here. And it gets to the one thing, too, really, I think, related to homes that I should mention is home value. And people will say, hey, if you build that line and I'm near it, my home value will plummet. I don't think that's true. I think it's not true for a couple of reasons. One, 90% of the homes along the proposed route or the existing corridor were built after it was a power line corridor.
Right.
And folks bought those homes.
Mm-hmm.
The other
They're all over in Kirkland.
Right.
And really, while you might get a buyer who says, you know, I don't want that home because of that line, as you talked about, there isn't inventory out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it might not be right for one buyer.
But there's
right
someone else. There's absolutely someone else.
And there are just so many factors when it comes to why you pick a home. I know when I bought homes, there's different things to different people. There's something some person loves about a home, another person sees it and goes, showstopper.
Right. Absolutely.
So I think to pinpoint down to one issue, I think that's narrow and really doesn't represent the diverse reasons people buy a home or don't buy a home.
Right.
So, Andy, what's your best estimate of the cost for this project?
Right now, and since we haven't built it, someplace around $250 million.
Okay.
So it is a major piece of infrastructure, but it's 18 miles. It serves about 400,000 people today, about 600,000 in the future. It's a big chunk of the infrastructure in the area.
Sure.
When you look, though, at the potential dampening effect on our economy of if we have to have things like rolling blackouts, that's an enormous cost.
How does that break out to individual ratepayers?
It would likely be a rate increase of less than 1%. When we build a project, it is something that all of our customers, all 1.1 million, pay for, simply because we all benefit from a better grid. So it isn't the case that Renton pays if it's in Renton.
Right.
We're all in this together,
sure.
Economically, electrically, environmentally, you name it.
Absolutely. Okay,
we wouldn't want North Renton to have brownouts and Bellevue to not have brownouts.
I know. I'm surprised we didn't get a phone call about that.
Yeah. We'd like to keep everybody's lights on. We had that experience in the storm. So.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, well, once again, for listeners, if you want to learn more about this, go to energizeeastside.com. And We would want to thank you again for being here. We really appreciate it, Andy. And if you have any questions after the fact, send us a message at info@teamreba.com. Thanks for listening.
Join
to
us
Open.
Next week.
Yeah, thanks for listening to Open House with Team Reba.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/Max Metro East Side on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.